Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I didn't put the thing in. So just go to posts, go to posts, posts and published, and scroll down there. Don't even acknowledge
them. Are you
them.
Showing off to these people?
Yes, I am. Go to, right, then scroll down slowly.
I'm not even going to do it now. I'm not going to do it now.
Well, then you're denying our punters.
They're here.
The pink punters.
They're here, so.
Yeah, but it's like the usual lot. It's like the hardcore. I don't, you know.
Hardcore are the ones, they're the bread and butter.
Schedule, week commencing 6th of June. Oh, there it is.
I don't think that's very clear. And it should be pinned.
You know I got it, baby, what do you want? You know I got it, baby, what do you need? Oh, we're thinking of
I need
baby.
Clarity.
Go on, what I love you, baby.
It's not even the words, mate.
You know I got it, baby, what do you want? You know I got it, baby, what do you need?
This don't even
oh, we're thinking of you. Right, I have a pee. We didn't even start the show yet.
You're getting on mine. But the birthday jollity is gone. We are. We are. He's telling the boys we're not really arguing. We are. And now I can't open this. Come on now. Damn it. Right, I'm just going to copy him. I actually hate these links. I find them really difficult. I don't know how you manage. Open link in new tab, yes, please. Right. Now I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it properly. Link. Friday, baby. Yeah, that's what I'm going to put.
My 10-year-old's just doing his nails. This is living the life.
He's doing it on your sofa, which I would be concerned by. Right.
Cheers, everyone. Welcome. Friday night frolics. Friday night frolics. We're going to have a laugh tonight.
I've not signed up for any frolics.
I think we should try and hack into a Zoom meeting tonight.
Really?
Yeah, I do actually.
Because it would appear that the only reason to hack into a Zoom meeting is to be offensive and rude.
If you pay me £5, everyone, I edited the penis out of last night's show. And by that, I don't mean Catherine. But if you pay me £5, I've got a little, I filmed it on the computer to send it to...
I wouldn't
Scott
bother.
Balcony.
It's not even worth $2.50.
Send it to Scott Balcony and David Turner. If you want it, I'll send it to you.
You don't want it. You don't
you
want it.
You know I got it,
Nobody
baby.
Wants
what
that.
Do you want?
Nobody
you
wants know. That. That's why he's shocking random strangers with it.
We're going to do an unboxing. Can't show you the other side because it's got my address on it. We're going to do an unboxing.
Boxing.
I'm not going to my bloody glasses.
Fast to do.
Saw my lovely mum today.
How's she going? How's lovely Linda?
She is great. I asked her to... I said, Mum, it's my birthday. I said, do you know how old I am? She said, 54. Fuck off, am I 54?
Cheeky cow.
I started interviewing her.
Oh, yeah?
Recorded it, yeah. I spent when she met my dad and when they got married. I said, so but how did he propose to you? She went, he didn't. I was pregnant. And we knew that. We knew that. But he didn't. I was pregnant. His mum and dad were really upset.
Oh.
I can't find it. But in this Danny Baker book, he utters the phrase, another think. Coming.
But that's how he talks, though, isn't it?
No, it's not think. It's another thing coming. Evidence that I'm right.
Who needs the OED when you've got the DB?
Unboxing. Can you read? I'm not looking at the comments. So, we can only go so far with this.
Why?
Because I'm trying to sell it for an extortionate
amount
of money.
Oh, I see.
Ladies and gentlemen, attention, attention. My eldest asked me a great question. He said, but this is probably a dumb question. And whenever he says that, I think we're in for a treat.
It's going to be a great question.
Do you write numbers the same in all languages? That is a good question. My answer was, I think so, but I wonder if they do in Arabic. Arabic would be the one I would think is
well,
different.
And Chinese?
Yeah, I suppose.
I'm not plugged in, that's why it's mute.
Yeah. Okay, so look, ladies and gentlemen, this is your 64 gigabyte. Glitter Kitty says that was me. What are you talking about?
Oh, the baby that forced the marriage.
Oh, yeah, that was you. That was you. But then she did say, Joe, because I know you sometimes have issues around it, and I'm not demeaning those issues at all. She did say, but we got Joe out of it, which was wonderful. So yeah, I started interviewing her, and we just did 10 minutes, because I didn't have the wind cover on, so we were doing it outside, it's a bit windy. So it was talking about when she met Dad, and she first asked Dad out, she met him when he was a soldier.
She asked him out.
He had like this plume, and she said, can I have it? He went, no. I can have it. No. And then they got married. And did you know, Joe, they lived in a flat in Shepherd's Bush when they got married? I didn't know that. She had a 3-room flat in Shepherd's Bush. I didn't know anything about that. Oh. Anyway, so that is happening. And it's probably just going to be for me and my sister and our kids. So this is the Steam Deck, right? This is basically a PC, a gaming PC here, right? And I ordered it before Christmas. You had to put yourself on the reserve. I'm not going to open any more. You put yourself on the reserve list. And then I got the email through last week saying, it's there, 340 quid, yours is ready. It's like, shit, I can't really afford it. But then I looked online, right? And on eBay, they're going for 660 quid. Computer Exchange, Sex are selling them for 700 quid, right? If I were to take this into Sex tomorrow, I paid 340, I'd get 490 for it. That's 150 quid profit, right? Yeah. I put it on eBay. I put it on eBay for, I think I put it, buy it now, 650, but I'll take offers. I would sell it to one of you lot for £580.
If you want it.
If you want it.
Speak
baby,
up.
Baby, you know, if you've got what you want.
You know what you need.
So... I can't open it.
No.
I can't play it. Can't touch it. Can't do any more than this. Because once I open it, we start losing a little bit of the money.
Also, it's like naming a chicken. Can't eat it.
Yep.
Can't sell it the same if it's opened. This is not yours.
So if anyone, I mean, if you want it, I will take offers. I will take offers. I'll take 570. I'll take 580 for it. 580 pounds. For it.
Have a little think about that.
Have a little think. No, I put it on eBay, and I would do it cheaper for you guys, to be honest, because eBay take a big old cut. We'll see. I need to take a picture of it to put on eBay to show that it's legit. Sorry?
Yeah, okay.
There ain't Lonely Gods here!
Hello.
Where have you been? Where were you last night? We put last night's show up for free, right? I know it was a paywall show. Oh! Offer received, £600.
Sorry, guys.
I'm going to say no.
Oh, are you?
I'm going to say 620.
Cheeky man.
Playing a game. But do I want it?
No.
Okay.
No, you don't.
See my address, can you? No, God. just there with my address emblazoned on the side. Everyone's going, okie dokie, number 72. I'm just giving out the number. eBay take a big old percentage, right? How, what percentage? If I sold this for £620, what percentage would eBay take? That's the question. Last night's show was a delight. So after I cut the penis out, because there was a penis was shown. It was brilliant.
I mean, I saw it and you couldn't miss it.
But so I put it up for free because I thought it was such a good show. If you missed last night's show, the podcast isn't up yet. Is it?
No.
No. I think it's a show that needs to be watched. I think it's Canada, exactly. I think it's a show that needs to be watched. It was the most insane. It was like Triple M, the old straight-to-air phone.
It was like Triple M, but with a reduced age, I would suggest.
Kate was right. Only one penis was quite an achievement.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I got the perfect wording. I posted the Zoom link using the tweet, Tony, here's the link for today's meeting. We can talk about money then. Bob and Vagney.
I know, Bob and Vagney. Show your Bob and Vagney.
And so it got onto a thing. I mean, it kind of got tweeted around by just randoms who look for Zoom codes. We must have had 30, 40 people in throughout the thing.
Combined age of about 25.
Here's the thing. Not one M word was said. There was a racist image, which we got rid of pretty sharpish.
Yeah.
Not one M-word was said.
And there was one little shit that was very rude to me.
There was a lot of, there was some horrible misogyny.
Yeah.
There were two, I think, that were particularly like that. What you didn't see when we cut away was some, I don't know how they took over my screen, but someone drew a very awful picture of I don't even want to call it a sex act, of something awful.
It was awful.
It was awful. The fact I'm not even telling you what it was says
imagine
awful
an awful
it
thing. It was more awful than that.
There was a teabagger. Kate was right. She said, I was surprised the teabagger was wearing trousers. He got us on his phone, put his phone on the floor and started teabagging us.
That was good.
It was the most fun I've had doing this show. I mean, the vibe was great. It was a birthday vibe. I'm in a really good position, at the moment. And it was such a good show. They use whiteboard, not share screen. Is that how they did it? You couldn't see what it was.
I didn't see it, no.
Did anybody that was in that call, Gatford used the name Boneher. Boneher.
Yeah, he did.
I don't know if other people could see it. So how much do they take? If I sell this for £620, what will eBay take? Jimbo saw it. Okay. Sophie says, I have a confession. Before you edited the video, I immediately played the link again. I closed my eyes to take my makeup off and missed it. Oh, Sophie, your life can't be that lonely, can it? That's where you get your thrills on our Blueberry Hills.
Imagine a naked mole rat and then make it smaller. Smaller still.
But very furry.
Imagine a naked mole rat in a nest.
It was such a good show. And I don't often say that about the stuff that we do, but it was just the fun was relentless. And then we had David Turner's join us, and then his couple of his mates joined us, and one was quite a big fan of mine and bottled it. It was based on 620. eBay would get 76 quid. So that takes it down to 550. Who was Bruce at the end?
Bruce was the fella that wasn't Bruce.
Oh, yeah. So they'd get 550. I'd get 550 for it. I mean, it's still 200 quid, but it feels a lot, doesn't it?
This is what happens with money, isn't it?
It feels a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That will learn you so far. Dabs per minute, Bruce. Oh, yeah. Turns out that wasn't his name. He was Kokami, who the guy that showed his bum on a webcam.
Yeah, we watched it. Do you remember? It was a town in Scotland, cobbled streets and stuff, and he had to wait till the school party went past before he could fulfil his challenge. Remember that? That was him. You wouldn't have recognised him, of course. He had his trousers on.
Or I keep this.
No, you don't need it.
I don't need it?
You don't really want it. You were going to cancel it. He's on the up at the moment, can you tell? I mean,
give me your arm. Sell it, Richard, shut up. Bob from Canada was defo the fave, except when he had a porno picture on that was quite unpleasant.
You've been trying to show that all night, different names.
Yeah. Oh, had he?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Paul. Paul, who's a classical drummer, says, good bow hold. I know he doesn't play the drums in a band.
The bow should be held like this.
No, that's how the penis should be held, as you well know.
Yours like that.
Right, so we have established... Hang on a second, this is more important than gay pride birthday presents.
Well, you know, you say it's for you.
Right. So if I sell this for $620 on eBay, I get $550.
God.
Jim says, I can't believe that you didn't accept the offer I made on Discord for... I didn't see it. What was it? But it was like 50 quid or 20 quid. Jim's a...
And a lolly.
Jim's getting on my nerves at the moment.
Big boy.
Hey, Bigus. You all right, love? No? What's wrong?
No, he's saying you don't want it.
What's wrong?
Should he keep it? Exactly.
But if I sell it for 620... Oh, it's 200 quid more than I got. I'm going to say to him... What's this?
What do you think, big boy? He's driving a hard bargain. I know.
So, it's out. Jack FM, ladies and gentlemen. Well, let's just say to this guy, no, I'll go 6:30.
Cheeky, cheeky. How much?
Come on, why? Oh, he's doing that. So we're going to go 6:30. No, 6:40.
Ian.
Let's play a dangerous game. No, because then you meet at 6:20. So respond now. £5 on your collect.
£5
or do I want it? It would be a fun thing to have.
I don't think that decision should be made now. Put that down.
6:40. Make counter offer. This guy's in Watford. We can meet halfway. I don't trust the postage. Make counter offer. 6:40. Review counter offer. Submit counter offer. Yep. You know I got it, baby. What do you want? You know I got it, baby. Look what you need. Put the money in the Japan pot. That's exactly where it's going, Kate. That's because this was supposed to be a Christmas present for the boys, and then we decided against it. So this, you're absolutely right. This is going to go. The original 340 goes back in the bank, and the rest goes into the Japan thing. But mortgages are fun too, says Dave, as is eating. Right. Oh, what's this?
That's a gay present you don't want, apparently.
No. I'm a little bit. Happy birthday. Oh, I recognize the Beatles. Oh, Better Lane. Is in it? My ears, on in my ass.
It's a wicked t-shirt.
Do you know what I like about this?
Not too big.
Just the right amount of words.
I know, I was really just careful. The right when I was choosing it, I was like, boom, too much boom, writing, boom. Too
my
much
dad
picture.
Is cool because he listens to The Monkees. Pleasant Valley Sunday. Hey, I'm a believer.
Yeah, do you remember when I got you that one that was like a playbill and you were
yeah,
very
the
upset by it?
Yeah, and I chucked it in the end. Chucked it. That is a lovely present. Thank you. I got a present for you. I really have got a present for you because I'm in
Why?
Such a good mood. Because of my new job, because I'm in a good mood, because I'm having a great time.
What is the present?
Let me go and get it.
Is it really? Have you really got me a present? Why have you got me a present? It's going to be one. I'll open the box and it'll be like one of those boxing gloves on one of the.
You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Cheeky fuck. Got one of them.
I think I'd have preferred the boxing glove in the box.
Got one of them.
Okay, well, I did bring you a birthday cake, but I'm taking it home.
I've had a Nando's tonight. I feel a little bit.
That was mean, wasn't it? Was mean.
I am struggling with food again. At night, and I'm not going to do it tonight because I'm going to say it, the last three nights I've made a shitload of food, like toast, cheese sandwiches, biscuits, and eaten them to the point, upstairs, really quickly, to the point where I can't breathe. Last night when I did that, I couldn't sleep last night, and I wasn't allowed to announce the Jack FM breakfast show starting July the 4th until midnight, and I was wide awake, I couldn't sleep. So I did it, and then once I tweeted it, I got really nervous. So I had a whole packet of squashies and a packet of Oreos.
I saw that.
But I was eating it to the point where I couldn't breathe. That's not normal. It's only been the last three nights, and I'm aware of it. So tonight, I won't do it.
Got none left, have you?
No, I've got a shitload because I've got the boys here. So I buy a load of crap. Feed them idiots. I need to keep an eye on that. It's a little bit hot today. Hey! Should we put the cool fan on?
I don't want to say yes to any of your offers now because.
Should we put the you cool fan on or not? I'm gonna cut a finger off! I swear to God, I'm gonna cut a finger off!
Bloody hell.
I would love to cut someone's finger off.
Not mine, I need
it. Not yours, but I would love, on top of the lemon sherbets, which are just there, I would love to cut someone. Have a lemon sherbet.
I'm gonna.
Have a
What I'm going to do is I'm going to lick them and put them back. And then you can play spit roulette. How did he sever his artery doing this shit?
The Cross and the Switchblade. You ever read that?
No. It doesn't sound like my kind of thing.
It's a Christian comic. The Cross and the Switchblade. It's about these guys who do that.
In the 50s. Please, can you stop doing that?
And then they become Christian. The guy gets his cross out and says, you should believe in Jesus. Oh, fuck! Fuck, get out!
What a penis.
Thank you. That's the loo.
I thought you went to the loo.
I just want to love you, baby.
How many wees do you need? I mean, he is getting that age, actually, isn't he? Anyway, it's very nice to see you tonight. Thanks for joining. I wouldn't have put the suite in if I'd realised he was going to vacate the arena. Just seen Big Boy's hand come round the door. Hiya, he's gone upstairs for a wee if you want to follow him. Go and stand outside the door and shout at him. They love that.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.